This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If we're going to freetalklive.com, oh, hey, there we are talking to ourselves. That's always pleasant. So anyway, for freetalklive.com, dear listeners, you can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website. We did get the story about the Philippine National Police Chief that we talked about last night, but we never got to. That's on the way from Malaya FM. He submitted that to the front page. You can submit content right there to the front page of the website as well. It's super easy to do. It's a free Reddit-based page, and that means it's easy to use. You submit the content, then others can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. But first, some very disturbing news out of Cameroon, Africa, where we have some listeners due to our satellite feed, one of our two satellite feeds. We've got one satellite over North and Central America, it's Galaxy 19, and then another one over Sub-Saharan Africa, which is SES-5, and we've got listeners in Cameroon. In the English-speaking portion of Cameroon, it is there's a split within Cameroon over the language that is spoken. And this particular split, which we've heard about from our friend and listener Akko over there, had been getting violent recently. It had been getting to the point where people had taken to the streets, where the government was trying to restrict the ability for the English-speaking people to, let's say you're being prosecuted. Melanie is, by the way, a legal trained. You went to law school down in Louisiana. Typically, in the United States, when you go to court and you don't speak English fluently, a lot of courts, as I understand it, will go ahead and provide an interpreter for you.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, I would say, though, that that's the quality of any other government-provided service. You might get a good one, you might not, but yeah, they're supposed to.
Right. And, sometimes they just call it in. I've seen them do it in New Hampshire where they bring out the speakerphone and they'll dial a number for some translator service. Having identified the language the person who's in court speaks, they're given several options, and so they don't even have to have the person in the courtroom. So there's just generally something that I'm not going to say this is a good justice system, but that the more Western court systems will provide to somebody.
And there are people that don't like that. We had the lady call into the show last night that said, if you can't speak English, you should be deported to wherever you came from. And my question was, what about the people in Pennsylvania that were born there that speak German because that's just their culture?
She said that's no big deal.
That's different because they don't bother anybody.
Yeah. So anyway, it's, kind of what the courts do to maintain their aura of legitimacy. It's something that they do to make people who are in there think, oh, yeah, that's fair. They ought to do that. They are no longer providing English-speaking attorneys for the people who have been. Heard about from Akko, who had called us and discussed, I would say within the last couple months, what was going on
probably
there.
Probably the last couple of weeks.
It's been a few weeks because there's actually been a development with ACCO, which I'll tell you about here in a moment. But let's preface it with the news from the Associated Press out of Yaounde, Cameroon. A single student out of 4,000 showed up on the first day of the new term at one high school in Bamenda, the English-speaking city at the heart of a deadly conflict in Cameroon over language in this bilingual West African country. Teachers have joined a strike, and ACCO is an English teacher, and so he was telling us about this strike, led by lawyers resentful over the official use of French in the English-speaking part of the country. Recent protests have called for ghost town strikes in major cities. The government shut down the internet in the English-speaking region, which might be one reason why we haven't heard from ACCO recently. The internet has been shut down. This according to digital advocacy group Access Now. Tensions are so high that 10 people were killed in demonstrations over language discrimination in Bamenda in the month of December. According to a coalition of human rights groups based in the city, the government sent in 5,000 troops to so-called stabilize the city. Now, of course, the government caused this problem in the first place by not, you know, allowing the English speakers to have their own language and trying to cram French basically down their throats. Two officials with the Cameroon Anglophone Civil Society Consortium have been charged with terrorism and rebellion against the state for their role in the recent protests and face the death penalty if convicted. The government has banned the consortium's activities. Another activist, Bibixi Mancho, faces the same charges. Amnesty International has called for the release of Nkongo Felix Agbobala and Fontem Afortekaneba, saying that, quote, this flagrant disregard for basic rights risks inflaming an already tense situation, unquote. Hundreds have been arrested, including protesters who stopped the singing of the Cameroonian national anthem, dismissing it as a foreign song. Some hoisted a new flag, declaring that they are no longer part of French-speaking Cameroon. And, you know, we've known from our previous conversations with ACCO that this is, you know, a strong feeling that a lot of the people have in the English-speaking areas, that they are not part of this country, that they want to have their own country, that they want to secede from Cameroon.
And I, you know, wish them luck with that because, you know, I'm a big believer in secession, and, you know, if you don't want to be part of a larger government, you should have the right to say, I'm not part of this larger government, and start your own thing if you want.
Unfortunately, they are sending in troops and arresting people in order to deal with the problem of these people wanting their independence for themselves.
You know, because more government violence just solves everything.
Longtime President Paul Biya, who has been president, according to ACCO, since early 1980 or 1979, he's been in there for longer than I've been alive, he said he's open to negotiations but will never accept any attempts to destabilize national unity.
Since 1982, I think you were like 2 years old.
You're right. So, okay. Well, either way, it's been a long time.
Yes.
Over the weekend, state media reported that teachers' union leaders had agreed to suspend the strike and that classes would resume today, though opposition outlets said that report was incorrect. As the strike continues, one student, 17-year-old Oven Ashu, says he's afraid his education and his future will be compromised. He said, quote, they should give us the room to go back to school and be studying while the government and teachers sit down at a table and discuss how the problem can be solved.
Well, the problem can be solved by the Cameroonian government allowing parts of Cameroon to wind up no longer being part of Cameroon.
Unfortunately, that is not an option, according to the president.
Yeah, people don't usually give up power like that.
And Cameroon is made up of areas that were once colonies of France and Britain until the early 1960s. English speakers constitute only 20% of Cameroon's population, though the constitution says that English and French should be equally important.
Aren't constitutions very interesting things where they say a lot of stuff
and then they get ignored?
Wind up being ignored.
The most official documents are still available only in French, and teachers with little English ability are often sent to English language areas of the country. The protests began late last year when lawyers asked that French-speaking judges be transferred out of English-speaking regions, saying justice cannot be rendered when the judge, the lawyer, and the suspect cannot communicate.
When the lawyers' requests were not granted, they went to the streets and refused to defend clients in court. Teachers also got involved, saying there's an overbearing influence of French in the schools in the English-speaking regions. The impasse is frustrating students and parents who feel caught in the middle. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. More about what's going on with the deadly clash over language and sovereignty in Cameroon, Africa. And your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Disturbing story out of Cameroon, Africa. The internet has been cut off to the English-speaking areas of the country. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Should you wish to join us, you're welcome to comment. Also, we got the news out of the Philippines with the war on drugs apparently being halted, which was a shocking headline. We'll tell you more about that coming up here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype. If you want to Skype into the show, you can Skype over to lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first. That way we can approve you, and then your Skype will come through after that. It's super easy to do. Also super easy is to go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular hosting prices. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support. They've got an easy installation for WordPress. It's one click, super simple, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating and more. You go to learn more over at hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL. That's presuming you have internet access, which if you're in Cameroon, Africa right now, and you're in the English-speaking regions, about 20% of the country's population speaks English, and they have tend to have concentrated themselves in the same area.
Tend to do that.
Right. You are not listening to us online. If you're listening to us, you're listening to us via satellite radio right now, which they cannot cut off. There's no way for them to jam satellite radio transmissions, so thankfully you can still receive Free Talk Live, but if you want to call in, obviously you would have to dial long distance because many of you probably do not have access to Skype, which is the normal method that we would hear from Akko. And we'll give you an update on him here in moments. It's not good news. But also, we're continuing here with a story from the Associated Press about what's going on over there with a protest, a strike by attorneys who were working in the court system and were upset that they were saddled with French-speaking judges, that they said, you know what, we demand that you provide English-speaking judges. How are we supposed to go to court? How are we supposed to have a chance at defending these defendants if the defendant does not understand the French that the judge is speaking, and that we, the lawyers, the English-speaking lawyers, also do not understand the French?
Is that even really a strike? That just doesn't really qualify as a strike in my mind.
Well,
like
if they're not working, that would be a strike.
Well, right, but if I went to work tomorrow and my boss was like, perform brain surgery, and I was like, but I can't. You hired me as an accountant. I don't know how to do brain surgery, and I refuse to do brain surgery. Like I don't feel like that's a strike.
Technically, if you don't go to work, where you are, hired to go to work,
to be there.
That is a strike, unless you just say, screw you, I quit.
Right.
Well, right,
in which case you have resigned, and then
they can't do their. They're being prevented from doing their job.
Well, I mean, presumably they were trying their best up until the point where they got frustrated and said, screw this. We want it to be known we're not happy, so we're going to go on strike.
I mean, if I went into a courtroom where they were speaking French, that would be malpractice. Not if I literally went into a courtroom, but if I tried to represent someone in a courtroom where they were speaking French, that would be malpractice.
Well,
you would be
trying your best to help your client.
It's still malpractice.
Well, the malpractice, in my opinion, would be on the part of the court. I mean, you're there to do a job. They're the ones hindering your ability to do that job. You're there trying to help your client, but you don't know what to do. Now, it's a crazy situation. And so the English-speaking teachers have also joined them in the strike, according to the story at Yahoo.com and the Associated Press. The teachers are saying there's an overbearing influence of French in schools in the English-speaking regions. The impasse is frustrating students and parents who feel like they're caught in the middle. Parent Ndip Victor says, I'm just pleading, government help us so that our children, Cameroonians of tomorrow, should go back to school so that this country should be stabilized and peaceful. And he's saying this as there are 5,000 troops occupying the English-speaking Bamenda and surrounding areas. Bernard Okalia Belai, the governor of the Southwest region, has warned the striking teachers that they will not receive their salaries unless they return to the classroom. In response, Cameroon's government has ordered the recruitment of 1,000 bilingual teachers and the transferring of teachers out of the English-speaking region if they are not fluent in the language. Still, the chairman of Cameroon's main opposition political party cautioned the president and his government against taking the situation too lightly, saying that if this thing stretches out, it might be a little too dangerous for our country. And it sounds like it's pretty bad. I mean, they've been out in the streets. There have been protests. There have been police violence. Some of the pictures that Akko had shared with us when they still had internet access were pretty, you know, disturbing. I mean, it looks like a very unfun time to be in Cameroon. Not that it's ever really a particularly pleasant place to be from the discussions we've had with them in the past. But then I got a text message from someone purporting to be Akko. I believe it was him, because I ended up calling him. This came in at about 2:48 in the morning, and it came in. I don't know if I should read the actual text message here, but it basically says he's been arrested. And that not only has he been arrested, he mentions that they are cutting off the internet there, so there's no way to chat with me online. Due to Google Voice's restrictions, I was unable to text him back. So I could receive texts, but I could not send a text back. I then called him after getting this message from him, because what he asked me to do in the message is to get rid of access to podcasts, which include him, saying that if the government finds those podcasts, that he will go to jail. And that's a tough situation to be in. So I'm looking for input here on, you know, what do you do in this situation? Because, you know, the first thing I called him because I wanted to get him on the phone. I couldn't text him back, so I called him. And
to verify that it was him and not just some, you know, scammer purporting to be him.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And I can't say for sure I could verify it because the voice was so muffled. It sounded like he was talking to me through a pillow, and I can't say for, like, I couldn't really make out what he was saying.
He probably was talking through something if he was being arrested.
No. He had been arrested, out on bail, and so he claimed was reaching out to me to basically get rid of any evidence of the conversations that we've had with him, where he has been, you know, critical of the government in Cameroon. And I remember early on in his calls, he was saying that he could get in trouble for calling Free Talk Live. This was a couple years ago,
right?
2 or 3 years ago when we first encountered him, when he was first calling in on Skype. And, you know, he seemed like he was willing to take that risk. He seemed aware that the risk was present and that he was willing to take that risk. So when I got whoever it was on the phone, it was, like, so hard to understand him. Now, you know, maybe he's got a bad cell phone or whatever, but I could barely understand what he was trying to communicate. Most of it I didn't get. Maybe 5 to 10% of the words that he was saying. But, you know, he definitely wanted me to get rid of any kind of access to these files, specifically from people in Cameroon, which, of course, I don't have the ability to tell SoundCloud to not distribute to one country in the world. So we'll talk about what to do. If you've got any suggestions, share them. Coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Disturbing story about a friend of the show, Akko, who had called a few years ago now, I think, two or three years ago, and was telling us all about living in Cameroon. He was listening to us on our free-to-air satellite feed there, and we were elated that the ideas of liberty were getting into Africa, thanks to our satellite provider that had put us on over there. We were actually on for free for a couple of years, and then we've been paying for, you know, per month to be on over there since, I don't know, like a year and a half ago. And so, you know, it was really cool that the ideas of freedom, the ideas of secession, were resonating with this group of people. He was going around and helping people install satellite dishes on their homes, which many of them already have, because in a place like Cameroon, Africa, there's no such thing as cable television service. There's, you know, it's a very poor place. And so satellite television, especially free-to-air, is the best bet for the folks there to get information that is not controlled by the Cameroon government. And when we were on the phone with him, or not the phone, but he called via Skype. When we were, you know, Skyping with him,
he did seem to be aware that there was some risk involved in what he was doing, that is, talking with us and criticizing the Cameroonian government, but yet he continued to do it and didn't really have to pay any kind of consequence for it up until just recently, when at 2:30 or 2:48 in the morning, about ready to fall asleep. I was in bed at the time, and I heard my phone go off. I'm like, oh, are we off the air? Because I've got a notice that goes off.
Right, right.
If I go off the air, I'm like, oh, God, I don't know if you have to get up. And it's someone claiming to be Akko.
And again, that would be like 8:30 or 9:30 his time.
Yep, bright and early in the morning over there in Cameroon. Someone claiming to be Akko, saying he was arrested last week, is out on bail. They are investigating him, his online activities and connections, and I can't find him on Facebook anymore. So I don't know if the government removed his Facebook account or he removed it. He says, if they lay their hands on those FTL podcasts, then I am going to jail. Please help me. He then asks me to cut access to the podcasts to anyone from Cameroon.
Okay, so that's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible that I know of, at least, as far
well,
as...
Well, even if it is in theory possible, if the Cameroon government wants to get a VPN, they can get a VPN.
Sure. And further, so the only other option would be to delete the podcast.
I mean, not even really. They're on the internet. They've been on the internet for
that
years.
That was my problem.
You can't delete things. Even if you wanted to, you can't delete things from the internet.
And I double-checked. You know, I went and I searched for Akko, Cameroon, Free Talk Live, and I found a variety of places where those podcasts were, you know, essentially linked to or copied to or whatever. And so it's like, even if I were to do this for him, there's no guarantee that that's going to help him in any way. And if anything, it will remove however many episodes. I mean, that's a lot of...
Right, so does he want you to remove the entire episode or just cut out the sections that he was in? And in either case, that's going to be very arduous to
do. Lot of, yeah, right. Well,
because you've got to go through how many years of podcasts, try to find all of the show notes.
And he was on a lot.
Use the word Akko.
Yeah.
And just because you have the letters A-K-O together doesn't mean that it's not part of a bigger word.
Well, that's pretty much Akko's going to be. I'm going to find Akko if I look for that. And so are they. If they're going to search for his name and Free Talk Live, they're going to find all these other sites
right.
that have links to that. And there would have been no, like, at the time when I was on the phone with him, I was just having enough trouble trying to understand him, not because of a language barrier, but because the phone that he was on was god-awful, so I could not understand really what he was saying. I had his text messages, so I know what he wanted me to do in general. And this was a couple of weeks ago now that this happened, and I just haven't really... I don't know what to do about it at this point. I feel like... I really like this guy, and I appreciate everything that he's done as far as calling the show and being a part of the broadcast that we have here and sharing what life is like in there. But at the same time, just from my perspective of freedom of speech, I don't want to. I've sort of just got a natural disinclination from doing this.
Right.
But further, on the other hand, I want to help the guy out. I mean, I don't want him to go to jail for calling this radio show. But on the other hand, I would have to take down multiple episodes of Free Talk Live.
Well, you'd have to take down a significant amount of episodes, and then you'd have to go make a DNCA claim, DMCA, whatever it is, claim, on everybody who ever reposted the show. That is completely unreasonable. And I mean, like, I'm sorry, dude, but, like, there are risks in everything, and you know, I kind of feel like
risks.
A bitch saying this, but, you know, especially if you know what you're getting into, I mean...
And he purportedly did know what he was getting into.
We can't, like, tag everybody in every episode they're in to have a kill switch later. Like, it doesn't...
Right.
It just doesn't work that way, even if we wanted it to.
It would be a disturbing precedent.
And then, where do you go from there? If, let's say a repeat caller calls in and says, I really said something stupid on the January 12th episode in 2015. Can you pull that entire episode down?
Where do you draw the line? If I came back to you 3 years from now and was like, Ian, I decided to be a lawyer, so could you go ahead and delete every episode I'm in so I can pass the bar? You should not do that.
Right.
So, like, where is that line? I mean, I understand that this is, jail is bad, but, there are other consequences. You could call in and, you could lose a job or not lose a promotion or something, and there's, if you're calling in into a libertarian talk show making libertarian statements, I mean, I think everybody knows what the risks are there.
Again, just an excerpt here from the story in the AP. Two officials with the Cameroon Anglophone Civil Society Consortium have been charged with terrorism and rebellion against the state for their role in recent protests and face the death penalty if convicted. Others are facing jail time, multiple arrests, and it sounds like our friend Akko has been one of them. I can't find him on Facebook at this point. They have no internet access anyway over there. I mean, I could try calling him back or whoever it was, because, again, as you pointed out, I can't even be sure this was
Akko. Yeah, how do you know this isn't them?
Yeah, there is a possibility.
I mean, it just could really just be somebody who wanted to mess with you.
It could very well be the government agents who want critique of their government taken down from this radio show. That could be. You know, what are the odds that that's true? I don't know. I can't verify. So not only can I not verify that it was Akko who called me in the first place, or that I called him, not only can I not verify that, but even if it was Akko, and even if he is facing these things, like you said, I can't erase this from the internet. I can't do that. I could remove the ones from the Free Talk Live SoundCloud profile, but that would create a precedent that I think is contrary to what we do this show for.
Right. And again, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Is it only for repeat callers that we know have some kind of connection to the Liberty movement?
Or if somebody calls in to complain about the family court system and they only called in once and then they decide 6 months later they want the critique of that judge taken off the internet.
Right. I think it would set a very bad precedent if you started removing episodes.
I mean, you're talking about trying to do something that you can't do that you don't know is going to help.
I could do something, but I don't think it's going to help. Right. If I go and I remove all those episodes, I could do that. It would take me some time to find them all and
pull
them down.
But you can't, because you can't remove them from everybody else.
But I can't remove them from
everywhere.
I mean,
I guess you could make a DMCA claim on everybody else. And you could go to every Facebook page.
Because I don't believe in copyright.
Right. And you know, ask those people to take it down or report it to Facebook.
Yeah.
Which would probably get removed from Facebook just on Facebook standards. But you could go to every website. I mean, I don't think you'd find it.
It's a request that I can't honor, and I want to help the guy, but there's nothing that I feel like
right.
I can or should do in this circumstance, so I hope, all I can do is hope that he's well. I could try calling this number again, but I could not even understand the person on the other side of it, so and just hope that we'll hear from him again someday, and hope that he's not one of these people that's facing the death penalty. You know, going and getting information out of Cameroon isn't exactly an easy thing.
They usually give you bail if you're facing a death penalty.
Good point. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100%
100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. With you tonight, here it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it for you. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk first to Dodger in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Dodger.
Well, gentlemen, there was a time over this past summer that I called. I'm not sure if you remember this, Ian, but I actually ended up getting into a debate with a gentleman about the difference between paying rent at a mall and paying taxes. Okay. I remember at the beginning of that call, I proudly told you guys that I worked a job where I did not pay taxes. And, you know, you said something, be careful. And my response was, well, that's why I don't use my real name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's my, you know, what I would suggest to anybody out there that's going to make claims like that. And I guess there's probably some people out there that might recognize my voice, although I don't know anybody personally that listens to you guys. But I guess theoretically there could be somebody out there that, you know, recognizes my voice. But you know, besides that, you know, I do have a legitimate job now on the, you know, because I'm trying to save to get to New Hampshire, but I still, you know, I still participate in agorism because in, out of principle, I don't believe in taxes. And yeah, I feel more confident saying that because of the fact that you guys don't know my real name. I guess I'll share it once I get there to New Hampshire. I'm looking, at my first stop being in Keene in a couple of years, but, you know, I just have to say first, but, you know, where was I going to go with this?
I don't know. Cameroon. It says here you want to talk about Cameroon, but I don't know.
Well, I said about, you know, the Cameroon. I guess if Akko was, you know, afraid or, you know, had some dissent from his government, you know, wanted to dissent on the government, maybe he could have or should have used an alternate name, kind of like what I do when I hear other people doing. And
well,
he
might have. We don't know that this... I think the most important thing right now is that we don't know that this text was him.
Well,
I agree with what you're saying. I just, for kind of more emotional purposes for some people, I think that that's kind of what should be focused on.
I think there's a good chance he was using his real name. The fact that somebody texted us who wasn't him would suggest that the real him is indeed in some sort of custody, right? Like that, you know, if indeed it was a government agent saying, you guys need to help me and delete these episodes, right, acting as though that they were him, then presumably they found Akko, right? Like,
I mean, that's
wasn't
probably
using
the most likely explanation, or it could just be that they watched the show and decided to, I don't know, whatever they thought they were doing.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and nobody should do any kind of activism if they're not comfortable with that risk level. And, I mean, the unfortunate thing is it does come with risk, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, it sure does.
What risk
anytime
are you comfortable
you challenge
with,
the state, anytime. Anytime you have any kind of level of challenge, whether it's inside the political system, whether you're challenging it from the outside, anytime the state and the status quo is in some form of jeopardy because of your actions, even if it's just a jeopardy to their legitimacy, there's a chance they may fight you over it and that you might get hurt. You might be, you know, you might have your family taken from you. You might have your freedom taken from you. You might be locked into a cage. You might have your life taken from you. And these are all possibilities.
And I was going to say that's part of the reason that I actually got a legitimate job that way, you know, because they might start questioning how I, you know, I'm able to afford to live, you know, where I live and do the things that I do, you know, if I'm. So, yeah, I went out and actually got a job where, unfortunately, I'm paying taxes. I'm not happy about it, but essentially it's to kind of fly under the radar and, you know, make myself look legitimate at the very least, at least until I get to New Hampshire and feel more comfortable, you know, participating in civil disobedience. You know, here in Michigan, I'm pretty much alone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I totally understand where you're coming from. Dodger, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck as you plan to make the move out to New Hampshire. There are more people coming this way, and it's an exciting time, and people from around the world are obviously interested in coming here, and I hope that we can see more and more libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists converging here in New Hampshire and getting active in whatever way it is that feels right to them. Now, he mentioned civil disobedience. We've never really had a real kind of critical mass of people interested in that. There's always just been a handful of folks. So it's hard to really have an effect with civil disobedience unless you have large numbers. In my experience, that's not to say that you can't have the effect of drawing attention to an issue by doing a lone act of civil disobedience. You can do that. You can get conversations started. Classic example, of course, the outlaw manicurist from many years ago, somebody who was actually, you know, giving a manicure without a license, doing it in front of the licensing agency,
and that person
arrested.
That person also understood the risk.
That's right. Yep.
And there are a lot of people that, and I say a lot, I don't know the numbers, but there are a lot of people that might do some civil disobedience that are just, I'm going to ignore the government because
right.
If I ignore them, they'll ignore me. And they don't have any clue.
You don't exist.
They have no clue what the possible punishment is because they're ignoring the government.
Yeah, yeah. People who lack object permanence are probably not the best people to do civil disobedience.
Right. So, I hope that we'll hear good news about Akko. I feel like there's really nothing that I can do at this point, and that disappoints me because I want to do something.
I mean, we should definitely, and even if you know the risks, and hopefully you do, we should definitely support each other after the fact, you know, in addition to during the fact. But when it comes to asking someone to do something that's physically impossible, like remove something from the internet, there's nothing you can do here.
Yeah. There have been times where I've been asked to remove content from freekeen.com by former people who have lived here in Keene and have done things. Like this one guy named Charlie was arrested for wearing a hat in Milford District Court once, and he wanted that story wiped from the internet. And I told him, look, that's sort of against my policy. I'm not really willing to do that kind of thing. It's something you did. You can't just make that go away. And, I've gotten criticized for not helping people out, when they want that to happen.
Right.
Sorry.
And then, there have been times where you've asked questions of, what sort of activism is happening in Manchester? To where, there will be the anti-DUI checkpoint stuff, but there's very rarely video because some of the people that show up say, you please don't put the video up because I'm running for this political office and I don't want anybody knowing that I'm here.
Yeah, I'm. If I were in,
I've never seen anybody ask that. I'm sure it's happened.
It has
That's
happened.
A ridiculous request.
It's ridiculous, especially
because things in public and not be seen.
Right. It's particularly ridiculous given that anybody could record them. And yet they're still requesting.
Right, people are driving by. The goal in a DWI
is to
checkpoint
be seen.
Is to be seen.
Right. So anyway, toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. As Cameroon, English-speaking areas have had the internet cut off completely. We don't really know what's going on there. We don't know when we're going to hear from Akko again. We don't know the status of his bail or what's going on with his case. And all I can do is hope that he's hearing us and wish him the best. And thank you, Akko, for everything that you've done for us. I wish there was more that we could do. And I hope that others can take a lesson from this that, I think our last caller made a great point. If you're going to criticize the state and you're living under a despotic regime where there's not even the semblance of having free speech, when there's no doubt that the words that you're speaking could put you in grave jeopardy, then take some extra precautions. Call with a pseudonym. And keep using the pseudonym.
Right. And even in the U.S. where we live, where, currently there is the semblance of free speech and free press.
Some places are better than others.
Who knows what delicate snowflake Trump is going to wind up doing, mm-hmm. where, he's getting all up in arms about people protesting things, and he even had his Department of Justice people tell a court that it's unprecedented for the court to question the president.
Use a VPN. That's another good one. A virtual private network. There are several options out there, and using a VPN could help obscure your internet traffic to any government agent that might have the ability to monitor whatever it is that you're doing.
Yes.
Then you would have some encrypted traffic going across your internet connection rather than them being able to say, he's using Skype. We're coming up. That's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.